Coming up on Which Way Is Life, episode number 16. First off, thank you for being here. You know I appreciate it. My guest today, Lauren Polly. How to Move Past Mental Illness. Lauren has got a very moving story. She's going to tell you how she moved past her own bipolar diagnosis. Plus, the one thing you can do today to make your life better. Very important episode. Make sure you listen all the way through. Which Way Is Life is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/Which Way Is Life? Make sure you put that in there. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. Which Way Is Life is also brought to you by Real Salt. You get all the minerals, all the flavor, and all the benefits of sea salt. That's Real, Real Salt brand sea salt.
Which Way Is Life? Your roadmap to a healthier, inspired life. Bill talks with trendsetting doctors, fitness gurus, life coaches, celebrities, athletes, and other interesting experts to help you find the life you want to live. Get inspired. Get healthy. Reconnect with life. Here's Bill Klaproth.
So happy to have Lauren Polly on the podcast today. Lauren Polly is a catalyst for people who feel challenged by life, lacking hope, and feel they are on autopilot. In her latest book, The Other Side of Bipolar, she details her own story of being diagnosed with bipolar disorder as a teenager and how she embraced being different and discovered her strengths to move beyond the diagnosis to lead a fuller life. Her story is an inspiration for many who are stigmatized by mental illness. Lauren, so happy to talk with you today. Thank you so much for being here. Can you let us in on your personal life? Who are you when you're not saving the world?
Oh, I'm a very varied being, I would say, which most of us are. We wear many, many hats and have many different talents. And one of the ways that I love to work with it, just myself and then also with my clients, is being able to really embrace every aspect of yourself and be so unique to you that you actually get to live authentically, which I find is such a challenge for some people, especially if they've been stigmatized with a mental illness. They get locked into the diagnosis and that becomes all they can be. And there's just so much more possible out there.
That is true. And that's why we're so excited to talk to you today. So Lauren, I like to start the show with the one thing. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Can you quickly share with us one thing someone can do to improve their life today?
Cultivate curiosity. And what I mean by that is actually having open eyes and wonderment of the world and start asking questions. When you have your eyes open, when you're coming at it from a space of curiosity, other possibilities and other ways of being actually start to expose themselves to you. If you're not asking questions or being wondering, you're stuck in a rote pattern, life doesn't really show the layers and the depths in that way. So cultivate curiosity, ask questions, and have your wondering eyes daily, and magical things will start to show up.
So always be open and awake as you walk through this thing we call life. Instead of head down, just doing what I always do, be open.
Yes. And so many people just kind of have eyes wide shut, or we just get stuck in the day-to-day business of living. And before you know it, 20 years have passed. And it's a fun challenge to wake up in the morning, start asking questions, and really seeing what you could do this day that would take your life in a whole new generative way and path.
Well, that's a great way to look at it. So, Lauren, I want to dig into your journey right now. So I want to go back when you were 14. That's when you were diagnosed with bipolar disorder after a suicide attempt. So what were you feeling? Maybe there's people listening right now that may share those same feelings. So I really want to dig into your journey. What were you feeling at the time?
I would say I was feeling everything. And I think that's so huge for people who are sensitive. They're intuitive, they're more aware and in touch with their environment. The weight of the world, whether that's other people's anger or stress or sadness or upset, they start to really creep in, so much so that the external environment starts to feel like it's inside of you. And before you know it, you start to personalize that like it is you. And I think that's really what I was going through back in those days. I mean, 14, being very aware and very open and very kind of sensitive to my peers, going into middle school environment, which we all know what that's like. There's so much kind of teenage angst going on. it was just a very intense time being that aware and, again, having all those external things going on around me and taking it on in of myself. My mind space, my emotional state got very, very rocky, very, very confusing. I had a hard time finding who I was in the midst of all of that. And that was kind of the catalyst for the downward spiral, I would say.
So you were internalizing everything around you and maybe didn't know how to process that. If somebody was angry around you or maybe with you or other external events or, you know, conflicts with friends or other things, you started to hold that all inside?
Yeah, and, you know, so many of us do this. It's just my story is a much more extreme example because really it did challenge my mental, emotional well-being to the point where I was thinking about suicide. That's very extreme. But it's also not a very unique thing. There are all of us out there who have capabilities of being more in tune to the people in our lives and to the environment than we really realize. And so much of that is internalized and held. If you don't know what it is, if you don't know that you are aware of the environment, it starts to be very confusing. It's great to open up this line of conversation so that people can then know moving forward, oh, I am aware, not just of myself, but of other people, their relationships, the environment at large. Maybe some of the stuff going through my head or going through my body really isn't mine. Maybe it's just me being aware of what's going on around me.
So don't carry that stuff with you, I guess.
Yeah.
So that's a good tip. So you were diagnosed and then you went through 16 years of drugs. You were afraid of being committed to a mental institution, struggling to fit in. You know, your family was struggling on how to help. I mean, that is not a fun situation by any means. So how did you finally start putting the pieces together to dig yourself out of this?
I was so blessed when I moved to Florida at age 20 and I was diagnosed at 14. I met a holistic psychiatrist. Of course, I moved to a new area, so that includes a new doctor. And his name popped out of the phone book. It just said holistic psychiatry. And this was back in the early 90s. That really wasn't kind of a known term back then. But he worked with me so differently. It was 6 years prior to that of people just talking to me about my problems. And when that occurs, guess what you focus on is your problems and the things that are wrong about you. His approach was one of well-being and really looking at developing all aspects of myself and much more, I would say, life-affirming aspects so that I could pick a career that actually worked for me. It developed more sustainable, healthy relationships. I started doing more nutrition, diet, exercise, movement, energy work, yoga, all that stuff that actually supported my body being in greater health, which really changed my mental state. And that really kicked off this just internal journey for me. I started to feel so much better. He was able to reduce the majority of the medications I was on that I started to push the envelope and really just explore anything and everything I could get my hands on that made me feel lighter, more peaceful, and gave me just a sense of myself. I just kept diving in more and more and more. And that's what the book really chronicles, is this whole journey from diagnosis, crazy Western medicine, tons and tons of medication on this like life path of going and pushing the envelope to see what I'm capable of beyond all of that.
So for someone recently diagnosed, or if someone listening, if you have someone in your life that was recently diagnosed, what do they need to know? What is the first strategy you can share?
Oh, first strategy, I would say, number one, get yourself help. You know, and what I mean by that is, yes, it might be a medical professional. I would say that's probably a place to start. But also really start looking at the tools that you can put into place that will start to create ease for yourself. And it sounds like a big ask. It's actually not that kind of weird or different in this day and age. I mean, if it's something as simple as taking a yoga class or a meditation class or going to have a massage, there's a fantastic technique called the access bars, which really help quiet the mind and relax the body. Seeking out different possibilities that you can add to your life that start to take the edge off while you're going through all of what you're going to be going through with the medical system, because that's needed at some point. But being able to not take your eye off your quality of life and what you can employ in real time to help ease and take you back off of that edge. I would say that's definitely important. And then just keeping open communication. being able to express yourself to your loved ones, have an open mind, an open mouth, being able to get it off your chest. And for those of you who have family who are going through this or loved ones, if you can be the space of actually listening to them without judging them, without judging yourself and freaking out, you're actually going to create a safe container for them to be able to express and stop holding all of this stuff that they've been holding inside for so long. That's a beautiful gift to give anyone in this circumstance.
So when you start to unload this stuff, obviously you're going to start to feel better and perform better. And then one good thing leads to another good thing leads to another good thing. I love when you say this and you talk about accepting your differences. You say people should explore their disability as a gift and discover the magic and beauty of who they truly are. I think that's wonderful. And, you know, you were carrying all that stuff inside, right? And it was weighing you down and feeling like, boy, I just don't fit in this world. And then part of this is you were like, you know what? I am who I am. So can you share with us a little bit, is there an easy way to start that process into accepting yourself and who you are and loving those differences?
Yeah, and I would say it is a step-by-step journey. We're going to take probably massive leaps in this area, and then you may just be taking a small step out of judging yourself and into more of an allowance of who you are, and then edging your way towards, wow, I'm actually really kind of cool. And it's interesting because everyone takes a different path with this. We move at different paces. Give yourself allowance for that. So often in this society, being wrong equals being different. And I would say that is absolutely a lie. Being different is actually a capacity that you could utilize to create. And if you actually look at the visionaries of the world, those innovative people, they're the ones who are able to be, interact with the world and see things differently than others do. And because of that different vantage point and their different way of interacting with the world, they create change. And that's one of the things I dive into the book and what I work with my one-on-one coaching is really looking at how do you make that shift from being wrong and too different to function to actually utilizing your difference, being able to embrace it and then utilize it in a real way. Like, for example, myself being so intuitive and sensitive in my younger years, getting lost in that during my teenage ups and downs, I utilize that now in my life coaching business to be able to connect deeper with my clients. I have a background in medical speech therapy. I've used that for years in the hospital with end-of-life patients. It served me better because I was able to get in deeper and see things differently. So start to ask the question, if I wasn't wrong here, but there was something actually cool and different about me, what would that be and how could I start to explore that in an expansive way?
I think that's really, really important what you just said there. And I think so many times when you're feeling that you're not fitting in, it's because you're trying to live a life of what someone else expects of you. Well, I should be this way, or my parents or my friends think I should be this way, and you're really living their life when you're not living your own life, right? And that's when you have to come to that realization. You know, I know everyone thinks I should be this way, but I am who I am, right?
And it's so great that you're bringing that up because that goes way beyond someone who's diagnosed with a mental illness. That's everybody. I mean, how often do we shut down what we would really love to do because our family thinks this or society thinks this or this is what I've always done and I'm successful, so I might as well keep going. We're actually evolving and changing constantly, and we have such a uniqueness to ourselves that if you're able and willing to start exploring that and testing the waters of that, you may start to light a more authentic path for you that will lead to more satisfaction and also a greater sense of peace. I find a lot of people have a lot of stress in their world because they're trying to live a life that isn't really making them happy or satisfying them. This is the beginning buzz of actually changing that path. So one actually starts becoming satisfied and happy and giving back to the world in a way only they can.
So when you start embracing your differences, there will be people, I would imagine, around you that are like, what's this? I thought you were going to do this as a career. Or what do you mean you don't like baseball? Or what do you mean you're going to, what do you do in those cases? You're saying, you know what, I know that I come from a family of this, but I'm just not into that. So how do you deal with that?
Oh, and just be aware, they're coming at it from their viewpoint and their angle, and they probably have some investment of keeping you in that same way of life. What I have found is if you don't push other people to accept or be happy for you making a different choice, you actually leave them more space to process whatever they need to process, whether your relationship is changing, you're changing jobs, and the income is fluctuating. Giving them the space without having to pull them along on the journey will let them have choice for themselves and empower them to be able to not only be an allowance of what you're choosing, but maybe start to choose differently for them as well. Don't expect to make everybody happy. I think everyone lives that way, and that's just a trip down to crazy town. I would not definitely recommend that. You got to choose for yourself and give other people the space to choose what they're going to choose.
Right. Talk about stress, trying to please everybody and make everybody happy. That's stressful for everyone and not healthy.
Yeah.
Totally
no,
not healthy.
Not at all.
So when you were going through this, was there someone or that gave you a piece of advice that really helped you? I'm wondering if you could share that, because sometimes through other people, we hear advice that they were given. They go, oh, my gosh, that applies to me. So was there someone or a piece of advice you were given that really helped you through? And can you share that with us?
Yeah, I would say that piece of advice really came later down the road for me. In the last couple of years, I've been diving into a system called Access Consciousness, which I'm a certified facilitator in. And that's primarily the tools that I'm talking about and utilizing in my coaching practice. And the question was, like, what do you know about you that no one else knows? And for me, that kind of motivation of, like, wait a second, I actually know something about me, I think is huge for anybody. And then for me, with my background of always looking to a doctor, always looking to a healer, to someone outside of myself, to my parents, to like lead me by the hand through life, it really sparked this inner strength and power that I had in of myself to just know who I was. And I mean, really, at the end of the day, no one knows how to make you happy, how to make you healthy better than you do. And it changed the way I was looking at things. It took me from going to experts like they know better and I have to follow it to a T to, oh, they have information, they have inspiration, and they have different tools I can use. But they're not greater than I am when it comes to creating my life. And I think that's so huge regardless of where you are right now in your past or in your mental and emotional state. Knowing that deep down you actually do know and you have everything it takes to move forward really opens up and empowers you to start making those strides. And then you just utilize everything around you as information that you can add to that knowing.
So you really have to be your own best health advocate and really take control again of your own destiny and your own journey. So you're pill-free now, right? You're off all the medication. And this, so you were diagnosed when you were 14, 16 years of pills, and then you started to dig yourself out at the age of 30. So today you're pill-free and looking back at all of this, right? Life is good now.
Life is good. Life is good, and life is so different than what I had thought it would be. And, you know, I came off medication under the care of doctors. I would say, just as a, you know, forewarning for those of you who are listening and maybe on medication, it was something that, again, looking at that one piece of inspiration about you knowing and you actually being on par with the experts you're going to, I found doctors who were willing to have me on equal footing, them with their medical knowledge and me with my knowledge of myself and my body, and also really kind of being accountable for how I was living my life, the choices I was making, and the strategies I could use to deal with stress and just the ups and downs that are always there, regardless of who you are. And really with that, I was able to then wean off medication because I was employing so much like holistic abilities into my world. It wasn't needed anymore. And I had found doctors who were really willing to look at things differently and guide me along that way. I never thought that was a possibility when I was 14. I was told medication would be there forever, that I couldn't stress myself out. That, you know, it was just kind of all those interesting things you're given when you're given a diagnosis. This is forever. It will never change. And I haven't found that to be true.
So finding the right doctors, it sounds like, really helped you advance this. So for someone listening, how can they find the right person to help them?
I would say, again, going back to that like first tip of opening up curiosity and wonderment and asking questions, a beautiful way to tap into your own knowing is to ask a question and to actually feel into the energy. If you go to see one doctor and you leave feeling heavier or like you're sopping wet with other people's stuff or judgment or just that kind of inner gut knowing that, oh, something's just not right here. Or if you've asked that doctor a question and he shut you down and hasn't opened up to a dialogue, which I had many in my early years who did that may not be the best fit for you. You want to choose someone who's open to a dialogue, who is looking at different stuff, who, if they don't do different modalities, more kind of life coaching, energetics, mind, body, spirit, whatever, they're actually open for you going and seeking that on your own as you work with them. You just want to find someone who's open to different possibilities, and you'll catch on pretty quick in the first couple of meetings if that person is there.
Yeah. Absolutely. So the holistic healer that you found, is it as simple as somebody Googling a holistic practitioner near me, or how does somebody find that type of person?
Yeah, you definitely could. I mean, I went back in the day when we didn't have Google, you know, I had to use the phone book. Now with the Google, you have much more at your fingertips. You could Google holistic psychiatry and see what pops up. You could also start Googling different holistic practices and just be aware when someone says, I'm working with a client now who just got out of being hospitalized for her bipolar. And she found a doctor who was classifying himself as holistic. But what he did, he didn't actually interweave that in his work with her. He sent her to his buddies who did somewhat different systems, but that was the only person he was willing to refer them to. There was kind of a money trail or something odd. You got to be in your knowing, just kind of like as you're Googling, as you're exploring, don't take it at face value. Go have a session, feel into the energy. If you're feeling better and feel like there's hope, that spark, you're on the right path. And if not, keep searching. I mean, for me, I'm just a massive seeker. There's always more and more and more for all of us. You just have to be willing, eyes wide open in wonderment, to go out and find it.
You know, we talk so much on this podcast about feeling, and you're talking about it too. You know, inside, when it feels right, you know it. And when it feels wrong, you know it. And you just got to keep paying attention to that. So, Lauren, I ask all my guests similar questions, and one of them is about joy. So let me ask you this question, just in general, how can we find or how can we have more joy in our lives?
Oh my goodness. I would say ask that question. Is you wake up in the morning, you open your eyes and it's like, okay, cool. How can I have joy today? What can I add to my life that will be joyful? And I love starting the day with a question because, again, it opens my eyes. It gets me present. I'm in a curious mood. And it's amazing what reveals itself. I think so often we're like, oh, if I'm going to have joy, I'm going to go on a 2-week vacation or take myself to a spa. We don't really look at, like, even if I just walk a different way to work, I'll run into someone or I'll see something beautiful and that will lighten my load and give me the joy of actually seeing beauty around me. For me, really, eyes wide open allows you to see the beauty of the world, which is immense, and is innately joyful. And you're innately joyful as well. You've just been sopping up in all this awareness of the world and angst that's been going on around you. Find whatever it takes to lighten your load. Ask the question about the joy and just see what starts to pop into your world.
So good, Lauren. I love that. All right. Which way is lifers? Write that one down. Make sure you take a note on that because it's so easy and simple. The minute you wake up in the morning, right, the first question you ask yourself is, how can I have more joy today? That is so easy and simple. We can all do that starting tomorrow morning. I want everybody, when they wake up tomorrow, right, I want you to ask that question and then put it into practice. So cool, Lauren. Well, thank you for that.
Thank you.
And coming
thank
up, you. We get the high five from Lauren Polly. And if I could ask a favor to my Which Way Is Lifers listening to this podcast, you know, I have one simple goal for this podcast. I want people to walk away with something they've heard to improve their life, to make their life better, to have more meaning and joy in their life. And if we all do that, I believe we make the world a better place. I know it sounds crazy, but that's how I feel. So if you could, after the interview with Lauren, jump on over to iTunes, rate and review the show. By doing that, we gain a wider audience, and it gives us a chance to help more and more people. So if you could do that, I would really appreciate it. The High Five with Lauren Polly is next. Which Way is Life is brought to you by Audible.com. And just for listening to Which Way is Life, first off, thank you. Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check it out. I am into Well-Designed Life by Kyra Bobinette. It's a book with 10 lessons in brain science and design thinking for a mindful, healthy, purposeful life. It's really good stuff. If you want to check it out, you can, or other books, just go to audibletrial.com/whichwayislife. Again, that's audibletrial.com/whichwayislife for your free audio book. Which Way is Life is also brought to you by Real Salt. Now, you probably already use sea salt on your food because you know of its health benefits, but is your salt real? Take a look at the ingredients panel. You might be surprised at what you see. A lot of salts contain fillers, anti-caking chemicals, even dextrose, which is a type of, yes, sugar. And you want to find a salt that hasn't been stripped of its minerals or had chemicals added. Real Salt brand is an unrefined salt from an ancient ocean in central Utah. Now think about our oceans today. Certainly not as clean as they used to be. Real Salt brand sea salt formed long before man-made pollution was a problem. With Real Salt, you get all the minerals, all the flavor, and all the benefits of sea salt that's real. Real Salt brand sea salt. Find it at your local health food store or go to realsalt.com. Time for the high five with my guest, Lauren Polly. Lauren, are you ready?
I am ready.
Number one, what's the best way to shift from surviving to thriving?
Stop making yourself wrong. Stop with the self-judgment. Ask the questions again, eyes wide open in wonderment, and move toward what feels light and joyful for you.
Move to that feeling. Number two, knowing what you know now, what would you tell your younger self?
I would tell her that there is hope and that every single thing that she's feeling and is feeling drowned by will get better, can change, can move, and there is a life far, far beyond what she sees in the present.
Number three, if you had to recommend a book to our audience, what would it be?
There's a fantastic book called Being You, Changing the World by Dr. Dane here. Fantastic, very practical, and like those simple tools I recommended, waking up in the morning and asking a question about joy, there's tons of them in that book. An amazing, amazing starting place for you.
And we'll have a link to that book right on the show notes page on RadioMD.com. Number four, for someone having trouble embracing their innate gifts and differences, what should they do?
I would say, again, going back to the judgment of really getting clear for yourself, how often are you judging you and how much are you buying into other people judging you? You, again, being different is something that's judged a lot around here because you don't toe the line or see things the way other people do. That's all judgment, and judgment isn't real. That's just something that people put on you as a way to control you or box you in. Stop buying into other people's judgment, stop judging yourself, and eyes wide open with curiosity. How could you utilize your innate gifts that would actually bring you joy, a sense of peace and possibility to your life?
Mm-hmm. All right, number five, finish this sentence. Throughout my life, the most important thing I've learned is?
To trust myself.
Okay. You know, if we all do that, good things will happen, and then that chain reaction of one good thing begets another good thing begets another good thing. Well, Lauren, I've so enjoyed having you on today. You've got such an inspiring story. Can you tell us, how can we connect with you? Where can we find your book and all kinds of things about Lauren Polly? How can we connect with you?
So you can find my book, which is The Other Side of Bipolar, that is up on Amazon, and it's also being sold at Target.com and at local bookstores across the country. You can also find every information about me on my website. That's probably like the mother hub of it all. It's laurenpolly.com, and I'll spell that. It's LAURENP, as in Peter, OLLY.com. You can sign up for my mailing list. I gift these free tools at least once a month, if not twice a month, just to give you something to put into place so that you have more ease and peace and possibility coming your way. You can also find me on Facebook at Lauren Polly Coaching, and my Twitter is L Polly Life Coach. So any way to connect with you, I welcome it, and I would just absolutely love to be here as a support, inspiration, and anything required where I could help you actually start to move into more possibilities.
Lauren, you are an inspiration. I love it. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. And thank you for sharing your journey. Through your journey, you're able to help a lot of people. And thank you so much for being on with us today.
Thank you, Bill. I've enjoyed it immensely.
Well, thank you, Lauren. And thank you again for listening. And remember to enjoy the little things in life, because one day you will look back and realize they were the big things. Thank you again for listening, and remember to catch every episode of Which Way Is Life. Just hit subscribe on iTunes or my show page at RadioMD.com. And again, if I can ask a favor, please take 30 seconds and rate the podcast on iTunes. The reason being is we want to attract more people just like you to the show, and the only way we can do that is if you rate it, which helps the show gain more visibility. You can leave a review as well. I would love it. I want to hear what you're thinking, so please do that. Which Way Is Life is produced by RadioMD.com, award-winning health podcast. I'd also like to thank my producer, Pamela Moore. I'm Bill Klaproth. You can find me on Twitter. Please do, at Which Way Is Life. Hook up with me there. Also on Facebook, same thing, at Which Way Is Life. I would love to hook up with you. Please do that. And please check out the show notes page at RadioMD.com for all of my episodes. Thanks again for listening, and stay well. We'll be right back.